It's a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord and see all you smiling faces. And God has given me a word for us today. I say us because it's a word for me as well as you. And the title of the message is Control Alt Delete. It may not mean anything to some of you, probably the minority. But we'll see what he has for us today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is life. And as we come and look into your word this morning, I pray you will speak that our hearts may be prepared for what you have for us today, Lord. Every distraction, Lord, we come against now in Jesus' name this morning. I pray we'll be attentive to your spirit as you seek to impart something into us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Control, Alt, Delete is the title. And I spend a good portion of my waking moments at work, and a good percentage of those moments are spent staring at a computer screen. So I've become quite familiar with the computer screen. I've been playing with computers on and off since the early 80s when we still had the monochrome monitors and before the mouse. Believe it or not, the mouse wasn't always around. We had to do everything with the keys at one point. So it's interesting to see some of the parallels that we can draw from that and lessons that we can learn in our own lives. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Genesis 1, 26 through 31. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. Verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This is the account in Genesis of the creation of man. What we need to note here is the word says that God created man in his own image and after his own likeness. Now, what does that mean? That means when he created man, he put into man all the attributes and features that he himself possessed. Okay, and the word says that he gave man the authority to rule the earth, to subdue it, and to do with it as he saw fit, that everything that he put in it was good, including mankind himself. You see, the word is forever settled. God said not one dot or tittle of his word will ever fail. His word is forever settled in heaven and on the earth. So when he says that he made man in his own image, it means exactly what it says. Amen? So he gave man dominion. He gave man authority. He gave man supremacy upon this earth. There was only one thing more supreme than man, one person And that was God himself. Amen? Because how many of you know, no matter how perfectly the image is created, it's still not the original. Amen? There was only one person that mankind was still subject to, and that's God himself. But guess what? Let's go on. Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Pretty straightforward. Everything else that I've given you is for you. It's good. And it's profitable. In fact, you name them what you want to call them. But I'm withholding one thing from you, and that is the knowledge of good and evil. Because until you know that there's a good and evil, you are fine. You are perfect as I have made you, is what God is telling man. So there's only one thing that I don't want you to do, because I don't want you to lose that age of innocence. Because I created you in my image. I created you to fellowship with you. So everything else is yours but that one. Because the day that you eat it, the day that you sin, you shall surely die. And that's why the scripture says in Romans that the wages, the pay, the penalty for sin is what? Is death. It started way back in Genesis. The day you eat from it, you will surely die. And guess what happened? It started way back. It's not just our children. That if you want to make sure they do something, tell them don't do it. Yeah. It started way back when? Chapter 3. Starting at verse 1, Genesis chapter 3. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" Verse 4, "You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Verse 7, "Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves." So God made man sovereign and gave us dominion over all his other creation. Man chose to yield that authority, yield that control, yield that dominion to the enemy of our souls, Satan, the devil, the evil one, by the process of willfully disobeying God and thereby losing that age of innocence, whereby his eyes were open and now he knew there was good and there was evil. So you get the picture. God made us sovereign. God made us to control. God made us to dominate and be in dominion of his creation. Only one thing was above that, and that's he himself. Well, we were not satisfied. We wanted to be like him, and so we yielded control to the enemy. Amen? In the computer world, in computing, the control key is a modifier key which, when pressed in conjunction with another key, performs a special operation. The control key rarely, never performs any function when pressed by itself. So you see, when man decided to yield that control, we ended up being like someone who's continuing to press the control key. And because God's finger is no longer on that key, nothing is happening in our lives. God is the one that has to have his finger on the control key of our lives in order for his purposes to be accomplished through us. But we're trying to do it ourselves and get him out of the picture. Bad things happen when we try to do things in our own strength. Bad things happen when we try to do things in our own wisdom. Bad things happen when we try to do things for our own selfish reasons. Bad things happen when we do things in order for us to get the glory and the praise and the recognition instead of giving all the glory, all the praise to our Almighty God. Good things happen when we fall in line with God's plan and allow him to have his finger on that control of our lives. When we allow him to direct our steps and our path. So just as the control key on the computer does not function by itself, we also do not function properly without God in charge of the control key of our lives. Too often we come to a place where we know that things just aren't going the way they're supposed to be. We've had a taste of the goodness of God. Sometimes it's farther back than we can even remember. At least those of us that have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we knew that there was a time when we were full of joy, we were full of fervor, we couldn't wait to tell other people that Jesus is Lord and that he's the only way to salvation. But something happened along the way. We got busy with life, we got busy with stuff, we got busy with our own agenda, and we lost that touch with God. And guess what? Every time you feel far away from God, the problem is never him. Amen? Every time you feel distant and that God is far away, it's us that have drifted away from him. His word says he will never leave us or forsake us. His word says when we go through the fire, he's right there with us. So every time we feel distant, we need to stop and see whose button, whose finger is on that control button. So if we push his finger off and trying to do things on our own, things usually don't work out well. Yes, they may seem fine for a season, but when the tough times come, when the trials and tribulations come, when the seas get rough, we can't hold on because we're trying to do it in our own strength. We're trying to make life in our own power. All throughout the Bible, we see examples where God's blessings come to those who choose to obey and follow his way. All through the Old Testament, as the children of Israel were forming the nation, as they were going through the wilderness, we see when they were faced with enemies, once God gave his prescription for victory and they chose to follow his way, the victory was always assured. Amen? When they chose to do things in their own strength, bad things happen. People die. The enemies vanquish them. Yeah, sometimes God's way may not make sense in our eyes. It may seem downright foolish to some of us. You mean I come to you and I'm blind, and instead of touching me and healing me, you tell me go wash my face in some polluted water? But his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Our minds cannot comprehend the glory of our God. So let's stop trying to understand God and just resolve to obey him. It seemed foolish to walk around the city of Jericho 7 days, 7 times, and 7 times on 1 day. It seemed foolish. It didn't make sense. But guess what? Because they decided to obey God. The scripture tells us that when they got done walking and blew the trumpets, what happened? The walls came tumbling down. God wants to break down some walls in your life this morning. But you got to allow him to have his finger on the control button of your life. Even when we're tested, as long as we're in obedience, we come out stronger because our awesome God is in control. Not because we're obeying God and following him means there will not come tests in our lives. But the scripture says that there is no temptation that's come upon us that God will not make a way of escape, that we will be able to bear it. The problem is we don't want to escape. Amen? Let's be real this morning. We don't want to escape. We enjoy whatever the issue is that we're dealing with. But God is looking for a people that are ready to go all in for him. He's looking for a people that are tired with standing by the shore and dipping our toes in the water and finding it's too cold and afraid to jump in. He's looking for people that are sold out on him, that are willing to trust him with everything because he's sovereign and he's able and he's never failed one time from the beginning of eternity till now. And guess what? He's not waiting to make you the first example of his failure. Failure is not in his vocabulary. That word doesn't exist in God's vocabulary. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. The alt key on the keyboard is a key that when pressed at the same time as another key gives the second key an alternative function. You see, just as God had an alternative plan when man chose to disobey him, you see, that could have been the end, right? He said that when you eat this fruit, you will surely die. That could have been the end. But we know the scripture that it wasn't. So just as God had an alternative plan when man chose to disobey him, we also need to sometimes change the course in our own lives when we veer off track. We got to have an alternative plan to bring us back to where God wants us to be. I said earlier that when we sense a distance between us and God, the problem is never him. It's always us. 100% of the time. It's always us. We need to renew our minds. We need to change some of our thought patterns. We need to die to ourselves and live to Christ. Paul said, I die daily. It's a constant battle to remain steadfast in service to our God. Because guess what? We have an enemy that is always seeking to destroy us. Let's never lose sight of that. You see, before you become a believer, you don't fight these battles because you're already in the enemy camp. But when you decide to desert the camp of the enemy and enlist in God's army, that's when the real battle begins. So if you went to a church or if you heard teaching that once you accept Jesus, everything is just going to be smooth sailing, don't listen to that preacher anymore. He or she is deceiving you and misleading you. But even Jesus said that you will have persecution. Because he did. And guess what? He was without sin. We deserve what's coming our way. But thank God for his goodness. He's made a path for us to be with him in eternity. Remember that our natural tendency is to take the broad path which leads to destruction rather than the narrow path which leads to eternal life. But the one thing I want you to know this morning, that is easier to make the right, to take the right alternative when God already has his finger on the control button of our lives. As long as we keep relying on him, as long as we keep seeking his face, as long as we keep worshiping him and praising him, as long as we keep in his word, we have the advantage when it comes to reaching those forks in the road. Then we're not without tools. We're not just flailing in the dark. The word says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So we have the directions. The bad thing is a lot of times we willfully choose not to follow them. But after the day, we can't claim ignorance anymore. Last time I tried that, it didn't work. Well, I didn't know the speed limit was only 45. Tough luck. You should have known. With God in control, we're better able to choose the right alternative. Because a lot of times we come to decisions in our lives, careers, children, families, churches, so many choices we have to make. And choose between alternatives. It's always best when we have the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because Jesus said, I'm going, but I'll send one, the Comforter, that will live with you and in you. Amen? Genesis 17, 8. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Jeremiah 31, 33. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. You see, before this time, and this was after man had sinned, and God had gone to plan B. But before that time, you had to go listen. The priests control everything, and the people just listen to them. Well, the Catholics still do that nowadays, but now God says, I have put my word in you. I live in you through my Holy Spirit, right? I write my words on your hearts. And I will be your God and you will be my people. Ezekiel 14 and 11. Then the people of Israel will no longer stray from me, nor will they defile themselves anymore with all their sins. They will be my people, and I will be their God, declares the sovereign Lord. Ezekiel 37 and 23. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols and vile images, or with any kind of offenses, of their offenses. For I will save them from all their sinful backsliding, and I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. That's the kind of God we serve. Even when we turn our backs on him, even when we tell him to leave us alone, we got it all figured out. We got this thing. God, I got it. He loves us too much to leave us on our own, on the path to destruction. He said he will cleanse us of all our backslidings. We will no longer defile ourselves with idols, because he is sovereign and he's got our backs. Remember why he created us in the first place. His purposes haven't changed. He said, I am God and I change not. He couldn't find any name greater than his own to swear by. So he said, just go tell him I am sent you. That's what he told Moses. He said, I am. That's it. There's none greater than him. And he loves us and cares for us. However, we continue to fail him in so many ways. The delete key is a key on most computer keyboards, which typically is used to delete either the character ahead or beneath the cursor or the currently selected object. You see, sometimes in order to allow God to have the control and to allow us to seek the correct alternative with his control, we have to make use of the delete button and delete some stuff in our lives. Yes, I know that goes counter to our natural tendency, which is just to add more and more, right? Add more meetings on our calendar than we can possibly attend, add more stuff in our garage that it overflows and we got to park outside, add more, just add. More. Greater. That's a natural tendency. So sometimes it's hard to realize that in order to go forward, in order to occupy the place that God wants us to occupy, we got to hit delete sometimes. Amen? I happen to be somebody who uses, literally, I use the delete button a lot because I'm not a good typist. I'm a two-finger typist. Over the years, I've become pretty fast at it, but I'm still a two-finger typist. So I make very good use of the delete button and the backspace key. But we have to delete some of the noise around us that so easily distracts us from keeping our focus on what's important and what God has called us to do and to be. We have to delete some of the useless distractions. Yes, it's difficult, but we may have to delete some friends sometimes. We may have to take the painful decision to delete some toxic friends from our lives. Because friends that cause you to not fall in line with God's plan and purpose for your life are truly not friends. Fortunately, nowadays it's easy to get rid of friends. You just unfriend them on Facebook. Right? That's a good part. We may have to delete some places from our lives. We may have to delete some habits from our lives. Some thoughts, some ideas, some mannerism. We may have to get rid of some idols that are taking the place that God deserves and wants and needs from us. Some of these got to go. We got to delete them. Delete, 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 delete. Hallelujah. Anything that prevents God from being in control of our lives has to go. Hallelujah. And it used to be way back, the older computers, when you hit the control, alt, and delete at the same time, the computer restarted. It was called a warm boot. Sometimes we got to do that. Sometimes when we get stuck, we got to hit control, alt, and delete at the same time and restart and refocus. Reset our priorities. Reset our relationship with our God. Come back to God and say, God, I've goofed, I've failed, I've turned my back on you, I've neglected you, I've not done any of those things that you have put in my spirit and in my heart. And in fact, I've gone my own way and done those things that brought me fame and brought me pleasure and brought me notoriety instead of focusing on you and remembering the price that you paid to get me where I am. I quickly forgot where you took me from. And now that I thought I had it all figured out, I turned my back on you. Sometimes we got to reach that place. We got to hit that control, alt, and delete simultaneously and reboot and start over. Go back to that, they call it a restore point. Go back to the last good setting you had and start over. God, I want to follow you. I realize what I've done. Take me back. Andre Crouch sang a song called Take Me Back to the Place Where I First Received You. Take me back to the place I first believed. Yeah, sometimes we got to go back in order to go forward. Control, alt, delete. Revelation 21:7 is our last scripture. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. See, you're only victorious when you endure to the end. So we see God with this theme all through. We started in Genesis, and now we're in Revelation. They will be my people, and I will be their God. Yeah, sometimes we slip and fall, get up, dust off, continue to press on. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. But he will not force himself upon us. He wants us to willingly yield to his control. Worship team, please come up. He wants us to willingly remember the price that he's paid for each and every one of us and allow him to do what only he can do in our lives. Yes, and sometimes in order to get back to that point, we have to hit control, alt, and delete. Restart, reboot, start over again. When you're in the computer, that sometimes fixes a lot of things, right? When you restart, a lot of problems automatically get solved. Yeah, sometimes you got to go a little deeper. But that's the word God has for us today. Thank you. God is good. We don't think about it all the time, but he's a good God. And if you're here this morning and you seem stuck where you are, that's not where God wants you to be. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. But you have to allow him to take charge. You have to allow him to do those things that he wants to do, not only in you, but through you to bless others. But it all starts with having your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the first step. So if you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we want you to make that decision today. Don't leave here without accepting him, because that's the first step to accomplishing God's plan and purpose for your life. And any other issues you may have, he knows exactly where you're at and what you're going through. Amen. So we're going to pray and just look to him. Whatever your situation is this morning, whatever the question is, he has the answer. I guarantee you, he has the answer. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for every person gathered here under the sound of my voice this morning. Lord, we approach your throne this morning, just as we are, trusting in your goodness, trusting in your grace, trusting in your love, and trusting in your mercy. Lord, we failed you so many times. We've turned our backs on you so many times. We've taken you out of the control of our lives and decided to do it on our own. But Lord, we come this morning realizing that in our own strength we can do nothing. But in your strength, we can do all things, Jesus. So help us this morning. Forgive us this morning. Strengthen us this morning. Give us the desire, Lord, to walk after your will for our lives. And Lord, I know that there's sickness in our midst this morning. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch that person. Touch those persons, Lord, and bring healing in their bodies. Bring healing in their relationships. Bring healing in their minds and in their spirits, Lord, by your power at work in them, Father. We commit families to you this morning. We pray for unsaved loved ones. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch their hearts this morning, Lord. We pray for those that are business people. Bless their businesses, Lord. Those that are seeking employment, Lord, we pray you will open doors. Help break financial stresses in the lives of your people this morning, Lord. Those that are seeking direction, Lord, show them without the shadow of a doubt what your plan and purpose is for their lives, Lord. And we just thank you this morning that you're such a good God. You've given us another chance, Lord, for which we're grateful, and we thank you this morning. Dismiss us now with your blessing. May your sweet Holy Spirit continually abide with us and in us till we meet again. And all God's people said, amen. You are dismissed.